Okay, and we're going to change gears here, and we're going to go to the Amazon, where there is an epic culture clash involving missionaries, the Brazilian government, and ancient tribes that for centuries have had little contact with the outside world. It's a story being covered by ABC's Dan Harris. It was a story that will air tonight on Nightline. He is with us in the studio here in New York, and I don't think I could say anything better to introduce this very complicated story. Let's start first with the traditions in these villages that are days away from any big city and have had such little contact with the outside world.
Well, good morning, first of all, and thank you for having me. The tradition that is at the center of this controversy is infanticide. Everybody who on both sides of this controversy stipulates to the fact that Indians way out in the jungle, sometimes days away from the nearest town, have for centuries, perhaps millennia, practiced infanticide. That means that when a baby is born who is severely deformed, sometimes that baby will be killed by the mother. This is defenders of the practice. There are actually no defenders per se, but people who defend the Indians will say that this is done because these children cannot survive out in the jungle.
Because their life is so simple and
absolutely,
so much of their survival depends on the health of the members of their community. How did it all come to light? If this has been going on for decades, if not centuries, if not a millennia, in Brazil, why is it now made its way all the way up into the Brazilian legislature where they're now debating a bill as to whether or not to ban infanticide?
Because evangelical Christian missionaries who have for years been working with these Indian tribes in a very controversial way, trying to convert them, although I should say that the missionaries sometimes deny that they're trying to convert them. Sometimes they don't deny it. They have now taken this issue, and they have started to run with it. They are pushing I'm sorry, that is me. I owe you a huge apology.
Oh, that's live radio. That's okay.
They are pushing this issue with a movie that they have made with an American film director. And they're pushing this issue with the Brazilian government, and they have turned it into a major national and now international issue.
Talk about this movie, because I think we have a bit of a clip from it. Set it up for us.
The movie is made by a guy named David Cunningham, whose father founded a group called Youth with a Mission, which is the largest evangelical Christian missionary group in the world. The Brazilian branch of Youth with a Mission is the group that is now pushing this infanticide issue. This movie is a graphic recreation of an alleged attempted murder of a young girl who was born with a disability.
And the family, the Christian family that adopted her, they participated in this movie. And here's some sound from the adopted mother.
What happened is that, you know, when she was born, she looked normal. But when she was 2 years old, she couldn't walk or talk. What they said about her is that she didn't have a soul, a child soul. She had a kind of monkey soul. That's why she couldn't walk, and her hands, the movements look like, you know, monkeys' movements. So they believed that she had no soul.
And what do they believe happened to the then infant toddler little girl?
What do the missionaries believe? Mm-hmm. The story told in the movie and by the missionaries is that the little girl, whose name is Hakani, which is the name of the movie, and you can see it on the web as a matter of fact, that she was saved from being buried alive by an older brother who took pity on her. And that older brother sort of protected her out in the forest, although she was shunned by the other members of the tribe and mistreated and beaten. And by the time she was carried out of the jungle at 5 years old on her brother's back and brought to the missionaries who were living not far away, she was totally emaciated and near death. Turns out she had thyroid problems that were treatable. This girl, Hakani, who I met, is now walking and talking and going to school. Now, this is all the missionary's version of the story. It may
be true,
but there's no way to corroborate it.
And certainly the point that you make is that this notion of severe deformity is a term of art. And in fact, the motivations for actually practicing infanticide are mixed in a kind of a mystical, medical sort of melange. But I guess I'm wondering, as a journalist, how did you evaluate the conflict between the missionary culture, the sort of civic culture of Brazil, and these indigenous people who are off in their own communities? Certainly missionaries don't have a spectacular legacy in the Western Hemisphere in their interventions with contact people.
This is so complicated. It's really one of the most thorny moral issues that I've come across as a journalist. Because on the one hand, who can defend the killing of children? Who can defend that? Nobody can, not even the traditional defenders of the Indians. Nobody will say this is a justifiable practice, at least nobody that I spoke to. On the other hand, the missionaries who are now taking this issue and pushing it to the highest of levels,
it's an opportunity for them.
Have been accused of a cynical ploy to justify their attempts to convert Indians and in the process destroy their culture. So you've got two very potent arguments.
And how does the government, how has the Brazilian government dealt with this? Obviously not something they really want to jump in the middle of.
The traditional defenders of the Indians have been caught flat-footed, flummoxed, and furious. And what they're doing is mounting a very hard, and some believe sort of ham-handed, pushback against the missionaries. They have put out a report that accuses the missionaries of an extraordinary list of crimes, including kidnapping, illegally taking blood samples, illegally removing children from tribes, hiding their intent to evangelize, bribing tribe members with tools and medicine in order to listen to the gospel, and of making a movie that they say deliberately incites hatred toward the Indians. This has been the pushback
from
the government.
They want it to just go away. I mean, we've seen these kinds of conflicts with female genital mutilation, the female circumcision controversy. It's a moral issue that governments don't want to get involved with, but in many ways they can't avoid.
Oh, there's no way to avoid it. And so where does this proposal come to ban infanticide? And is it a seriously debated proposal, or is it just something that some felt they had to put forth?
The proposal on the table, being backed by the evangelicals and their allies, is making progress through the legislature. They're proposed a number of things. You don't need to ban infanticide because it's already illegal under the law. What you need to do is try to tell the government that they have to go in there and stop it. And they're also trying to pass laws that would allow it, make it illegal for outsiders to adopt Indians who are thought to be at risk. These proposals are all moving through the legislature. The government has had to respond, and they're now saying, we are reconsidering our stance.
Dan, you've had quite a year. First it was selling children in Haiti, and now you're in the Amazon.
Mr. The Happy Talk
at
correspondent.
In the middle of the
debate
about...
In my defense, I never sold any children.
Good. So, you know, you do need a hipper ringtone, though, dude.
I owe you next time.
Thanks,
the phone
Dan.
Will be left outside.
Dan Harris, always a pleasure to have you.
Pleasure.
That's ABC's Dan Harris with a report that will air on Nightline tonight. It is called Into the Wild, the story about ancient tribes in the Amazon.
We talked with Massachusetts Congressman Barney Frank earlier, and he gave us our takeaway.
So we're saying no golden parachutes on your way out.
Talking about corporate executives that may or may not be, whose salaries may or may not be affected by the bailout being debated on Capitol Hill.
And by the way, if you're not sure what you think about the presidential candidates, we've got a new tool for you on Facebook. It's called Who Should I Vote For? You put in three qualities you'd like in your next president, and other Facebook users will tell you who you should vote for. You can also tell us what you're thinking about the presidential elections about this time. Who do you have more faith in on fixing the economy, John McCain, Barack Obama? You can go to our website, thetakeaway.org. You can always give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
I'm John Hockenberry.
I'm Adora Udoji.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.